This is WINS, WINS HD, WNEW HD3 New York. You are listening to 1010 Winds on the day the Tappan Zee Bridge is going to come down. We are waiting for that to happen. The demolition had been set for Saturday, but it was postponed due to heavy winds. The new Governor Mario M. Cuomo Bridge replaced the old Tappan Zee. We do have a live feed of the demolition when it happens up at 1010winds.com. Today's activity is making for traffic delays in the area. You want to be aware of that. And our Glenn Shuck is in Piermont. He is out there waiting for this to happen. The whole thing is delayed. It was supposed to happen around 10:30. And it has not yet.
I found another very nice gentleman. It's so cold, our eyes are freezing. We have tears coming down. What is your name, sir?
Hi, my name's Art Johnson.
And where are you from, Art?
From Valley Cottage.
From Valley Cottage. So you're a Rockland Countyer. What does it mean for you to be here today and to see?
Well, it's very nostalgic for me. I was 4 years old when it opened, and my grandmother's house was in South Nyack here, and they were still blasting to clear the roads away. So as a little guy, I just felt all the explosions, and now to see this, it's 63 years in the making, and for me, it's a full cycle and very exciting.
Now, we've been talking on the radio here with Susan Richards, our anchor, about how cold it is out here. Has it been worth staying out here? It's really cold.
I know. My 4-year-old grandson is in the library over there waiting for us. It's a little too cold for him, but I just couldn't miss this, so I had to stay out here and tough it out.
This bridge served us well, though, right, over the years?
Oh, fantastic, yes. From my family, from my grandparents, or next generation, so the new bridge, it's going to be a new chapter.
Oh, there it goes.
There we go.
There we go. We're underway. So we just heard the first. There it goes. We see it now. Here it comes. There it goes. It is down. Now, look how quickly that was. We didn't get the horn. We didn't get the advance notice, but it is down. The Tappan Zee Bridge section, there was a large flash of light. There's another one. I don't know if you can hear that. Could you hear that?
We got it. Woo!
Yeah. Wait, you could actually, they said you couldn't feel it. You could actually feel it.
Wow.
You could feel it. So now there's the gray smoke down, and they are both down, just like that. Live on the radio. There it was.
And so what
happens? That's pretty cool, right?
What happens now, Glenn?
I'm seeing other reporters. You know, I'm like a kid here, Sue. I mean, we're seeing all these other reporters I've known for years, and they're all jumping up and down. This is pretty cool stuff.
So it looks like it's sort of floating on the water. So what happens now?
What happens, Sue, is that what just went down from the Tappan Zee Bridge is now in a net. At least they hope so. That was the plan, to put it into this huge net that's already been in the Hudson River. They're going to then contain that so it doesn't float anywhere else. Of course, when it's that heavy, it probably won't move too much anyway. We're talking about 6,500 tons, so do the math. They will now go piece by piece, going in there. And if you can see, if you're watching a live feed, I'll describe it for you. It's actually still intact. I think if people thought this might, you know, be in hundreds of pieces, it is not. It came down, it looks like, in one big section. So I don't know if that's what they had planned or not, but that's what they got. You would think it probably would not break apart completely, but I think they did expect that some of it would break apart. It is still a very lengthy piece of the Tappan Zee Bridge. It's just now floating on the top of the Hudson River, not moving, just kind of plugged into the water.
And at this point now, they will do some inspection to the new bridge, correct?
That's right. I mean, this is, you know, this was actually more than I even expected. You know, when you were 3 miles away, it was a bright flash of light. There was that loud boom or two. There was, I think, two. It sounded to me like there was two explosions there, not just the one. And again, a big flash, that gray smoke that was around it for about 30 seconds. Now it's already dissipating. The Hudson River itself is fine, obviously. I don't see any physical damage to the Mario Cuomo from my view, but they'll do an inspection now. They'll walk it and at least that portion there and then drive it before they will, probably within 15 or 20 minutes, get this open. So that's where it is. We'll have to find out from the engineers if it went exactly as planned or if they did have any issues of any kind. But it seems like, again, mission complete. We'll see exactly, though, if that's how they wanted it to remain intact and if this is going to take them any additional time to remove, because it did not break up into pieces. It looks like it's one large piece, but it's done. The Tappan Zee is down. It's gone.
All right, Glenn Shuck, live in Piermont. You've been listening to 1010 Winds, the demolition of the Tappan Zee Bridge.